Mrs. Cross. This is Sony Toe.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great.
Hi, this is Gabrielle Parsons.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. Thank you very much for taking time out to talk with us today.
My pleasure.
Well, I'm a senior at Urbana High School, and I'm doing an internship at WILL, and Sony, my partner, is going to introduce herself.
Okay.
All right. I am an eighth grader at Jefferson Middle School, and I'm also doing an intern at WILL for Letters of the Future. So if you're ready, we will begin.
Yes.
All right. Hello, this is Sony Toe, and with me is my partner, Gabby Parsons. It's Thursday, February 24th of 2011, and we're in the WILL radio studios for Letters to the Future. For the record, could you please tell me your name and start with, "My name is..." Thank you.
Hi, my name is Allison Krause.
Thank you very much. All right, so what was it like to grow up in Champaign?
Oh, boy, I enjoy growing up in Champaign. I know that there was always something to do and always a lot of musical things to go watch. My parents took us to a lot of the free concerts in the park. We went to the Brown Bag Lunch concerts at Krannert. Before I was in school, we would go watch the dress rehearsals of the university performances of, you know, everything from Kabuki Theater to whatever opera was happening at the time. We watched the symphony rehearse. There was always, you know, it was such a great music town to grow up in.
All right. So tell me about when you started your singing career and how did you manage to get into the business?
It's funny because I entered a Annie Sing-A-Like contest at WILL that they were hosting. And I became one of the orphans, one of the eight girls chosen for that. And this gal named Yvette Cattaneo was Annie. I don't know if she's still in Champaign or not. She was an amazing singer. But we all were a part of that. And then I started guesting with a country band hosted by Marvin Lee, and he was very encouraging to my family and myself, and I started entering fiddle contests and singing around with a bluegrass band from Champaign with John Pinnell, and we just kind of started traveling further and further away, and that's how it began.
Great. So you're always around music. Did you always want to be an artist?
No, I wanted to be first as a little kid a doctor, and then after that I wanted to be a music teacher. I had a great music teacher in grade school named Mrs. Hertz, Carolyn Hertz from Mahomet, and I loved what she did, and I loved that she picked the songs she picked and worked on the folks singing together, and I really loved that. And then I was in something called the Central Illinois Children's Chorus, which was run by a lady named Carolyn Paulin, and I loved that. I loved seeing what she did to get everybody singing together better as a group. You know, getting people to say their vowels the same way. If the choir was sagging in pitch, then she would, you know, have you smile when you sang. And depending on what the feel of the song was, you'd sing, you know, a different, you know, kind of syllable. And I loved all that kind of working and picking and how do you say, you know, whittling away at things and perfecting the voices together. That was so interesting to me, and so I wanted to get into that. But I do find that in the kind of singing that we do, a lot of harmony singing within the band, we do a lot of the things that I learned from those teachers to perfect what we're doing within the group.
All right. What do you love so much about what you do?
Boy, you know, I guess I like seeing things, you know, come to life. You know, you'll have an idea, and I like the process of getting there. I like working something up. I really like being in the studio, and you have, you know, an amount of time with a certain piece of music that you'll never really have again. And when you see something build and grow into something and become, you know, it comes to life, something you thought of or you only imagined, and it's the process of something becoming something is, it's a fascinating thing to be a part of.
So I know you're a great fiddler, and you have all these talents. Why did you choose to stick with singing?
Why'd I stick with singing?
Yeah, like, I know on a lot of your CDs you're singing. What do you love about singing?
Oh, these are good questions. I played fiddle first and then started to sing, and I really love doing the harmonies, and then as I've gotten older, and I you kind of like the physical aspect of singing. It's just fun to do, and but then as I've, you know, grown into an adult, I like the experience of without sounding cosmic, I like the experience of you know, being in kind of another place. When you're singing a lyric and a story, you know, it can change. The story in your mind kind of changes without you making it change. You know, I might be singing a verse that's about, you know, a relationship that's gone bad or that's suffering. And the first time I sing it, that verse might be about, you know, who you're in love with. And then the next time you sing the verse, it could be about, you know, your parent and how that relationship is suffering. And the story will change without me forcing it to change. Does that make sense?
Mm.
It kind of takes on a life of its own, and you become, you know, a passenger on that ride.
All right. So, have you ever done a concert in Champaign?
Yes.
All right. So, tell me about that moment, singing and spreading your talent in your hometown.
Well, we've played there, you know, through the years when I was a kid, and then we, I'm trying to remember the last time we played there. I can't remember how many years ago we've been around Champaign, but in Champaign it's been a while. You know, you hope that it is, I don't want to say the word impressive, but you hope that it is, you know, you want the folks that you grew up around to say, oh, that's, you know, that's a nice job, or, you know, that's good, instead of, ooh, that's not so good. So it's a lot of pressure playing for people that have, you know, heard you from the beginning.
So I know when an artist reaches a certain height in their career, when they perform, viewers kind of expect like their number ones to be performed or their top songs. Do you ever get tired of doing the same songs, or is there a favorite one you like to perform?
You know, there's only a few that I get tired of, you know, not tired of, but that don't, you know, really, how do I, we haven't had a lot of chart success as far as, you know, being on the radio that are, you know, hit songs. We have a few that are that were, you know, on the radio, but not many. But there's only a few that, you know, that don't stay interesting, and that's it's always obvious at the front when you record them too. You know, ones that don't that kind of don't change with you as you get older, like when I was talking about how in your mind the story can change. And you know, it's usually know that it's not going to last, meaning last within you, the interest in it and the and your relationship with that piece of music. You know that it's probably a bad idea at the front when you're recording it. But as you know, as you get older, you recognize that, and you go, ooh, you know, you get a, at least I do. You know, you don't record it, you don't spend time getting it where you want to present it if you don't fully connect with it at the front like you should. I mean, there's levels of connection, but you know, you don't make that step without a certain level of connection that is, it's almost, you can't not do it.
All right. So I understand you were born in Decatur.
Uh-huh.
And you were raised in Champaign. So when did you come to Champaign? At what age or year?
I was 2.
Oh. And... All right.
What was it like growing up here, living in Champaign? I know that it's a university town, so like you were saying earlier, there's always things going on, lots of musical events. It's a great town to grow up in. So personally for you, what was it like?
Well, we, you know, we like Garcia's Pizza and Monocle's Pizza. And, yeah, those were big hits. And... you know, we loved Hessel Park, and you know, well, I just know that because you're in a college town, you have, you know, that time of life that's so fascinating. That time where it's kind of you're out on your own, but you haven't reached that age where, you know, kind of the reality of responsibility has really kicked in, unless you're a really special person. I was not, so I was still in that space. But you have, you know, a whole town full of that age of where people are really, you know, they're experiencing freedom and discovering themselves and figuring out, you know, what their path is going to be. So we saw a lot of talented people come through Champaign, and it was a really great place to grow up. I don't know, well, I know, had I not been there and around, you know, all of that talent and watching all that stuff there, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing.
All right. So what are some of the aspects of Champaign that you really like, and how long did you stay in Champaign?
I moved away, I think I officially moved away when I was 19, and some of my favorite things, I loved Krannert Center, and when I had a, I guess I was 2 years at the University of Illinois, and, you know, you'd go run around backstage and in the different levels of the, you know, where they were building the sets and sit in the audience and watch rehearsals, and I loved all that. That was one of my favorite things, was Krannert.
And did Champaign provide you with any roots for your career and who you are today in any way?
Well, provided me with everything. I mean, that's, you know, when I can't, I still see, when I listen to music, you know, it's Illinois that I see in my mind when I'm listening, and the cornfields and how the land is, and you can see for miles, and you know, of every place that you know you travel, in the mountains and the hills and all that, you know, the farmland of where you grow up, and Route 47, 74, 57, all those highways that you know you take to go work or to travel, and those are the that's what I see in my mind when I listen to that music that I was growing up listening to. Those are the images I have when I'm daydreaming.
All right. What did you do to prepare yourself for this career, and do you feel that the violin was a stepping stone to becoming a singer, so playing that musical instrument to then using your voice as another?
Boy, that's a great question. That's interesting. The violin is kind of, it's a woman's range. I don't know how. Boy, and I've heard people say that I play like I sing, and you know, vice versa. But I know that you've got to be, because there aren't any frets on the violin, you've got to have your ear focused on, you know, on being in tune, or you're going to get fired. So, that's a great question. Do I think it was a stepping stone? I know it was a really good thing to have, you know, some knowledge of an instrument. But some of the best vocalists in the world, you know, have never played anything. Boy, that's a great question. And what I did to prepare, I know that I played music and for the right reasons, and when I mean that, I did it because I loved it, and not because I was after something. I loved playing music, and I love listening to it, and I love knowing why people, what makes them tick when they write, what makes them, what they love to listen to, what they listen to at night when nobody's around, what's the CD they want to hear. I love the mystery of it. You know, what speaks to somebody and what doesn't speak to them, why this CD over here is going to speak to this group of people and why this other one over here doesn't at all. I think it's mysterious. It's mysterious like painting is, why a certain painting can bring somebody to tears and someone else can walk right by it. It's the intangible that is fascinating to me, and I enjoy that chase.
So, based on the fact that Champaign is a university town, and from your own memories, what do you envision Champaign to be like in the year 2060? You know, things are always changing here. What do you think it'll be like here in that year?
Oh, I don't want it to change. I don't want it to change. What do I envision it? I hope Krannert's bigger. I hope the cornfields come back. And I hope the Jarling's Custard Cup is still there. I wouldn't want it to change. You know, I have a very distinct memories and ideas of what it's like. I don't want to think about it changing.
What advice would you offer to the future residents of Champaign?
Oh, boy. Take advantage of boy, I don't, boy, there's a lot of great talent, and, you know, go support live music, and, boy, that's too hard for me. I don't know if I have enough wisdom to give any advice. Oh, boy.
Well,
what advice? Jeez. That I'd have to sit down. It's a great place to grow up, and a lot of boy, that's too big for me. It's too hard for me.
Sorry.
All right. Well, how about something we all know you're an expert about? You're a fiddler. So, do you remember when you began practicing that talent?
I remember when I started liking to play. Practicing was never anything I enjoyed doing. That was always a sore spot at home, that there wasn't enough practicing going on. But I did enjoy it. I really enjoyed, playing in the band and working on the harmonies, and when there was a banjo, playing the fiddle with the banjo, I really enjoyed that.
All right. What have you ever missed about Champaign, like when you first left, or overtime and traveling farther away and maybe moving even closer and coming back? What have you missed?
Where have I lived?
What have you missed?
Oh, missed. When we first started traveling, I was 13. And so I missed a lot of stuff. I wish that I would have, no one can tell you differently, I wish I would have spent more time at home.
Is there anything you'd wish to give to Champaign, or do you believe Champaign offers anything to the residents?
Oh, yes, Champaign, yes, they offer, they, yes, sorry, yes, Champaign offers a tremendous amount to the residents, and you said the question before was, what was the question right before that?
Do you wish to give anything to Champaign, or leave any kind of wisdom or beliefs or anything like that?
Oh, I would hope that that folks there would be glad I came from Champaign and not unhappy that I did. That's what I would hope.
So, since this is for Champaign's 150th anniversary, might you sing or wish Champaign its residents a happy birthday?
Yeah, sure. You want me to do that now? Is that what you're saying?
Sure.
I'm sorry, you'll have to help me set it. Are you wanting me to say, are you editing this? Like that kind of thing where I'm... Are you just wanting me to... I can't tell, sorry.
Yeah.
We'd like you to sing, if that's okay.
Yeah.
Do what?
To sing a happy birthday to Champaign.
Oh, sing happy birthday. Oh, no, I'll get my fiddle.
Sure.
All right.
No, not right now. No, you're kidding. Oh, jeez. No, but I would love to wish everybody a happy birthday. It's fantastic. I hope to get down here up there. For part of the celebration. I know there's going to be a bunch of stuff going on. So I hope to get up there.
Yeah, great.
For one of the events.
Be great to have you here.
Love to be there.
Is there a particular song of yours we can use in the background of, we're editing this interview for the celebration?
Yeah.
We'd like a piece of music to put in the background. Is there any song you would like particularly, or...
Yeah, you mean like, do we need to send it to you? You mean that kind of thing?
Yes.
Okay. I will think, we just call you back. We'll get that. I'll make a note to myself that we get you something.
Great.
Alrighty.
When will you be airing it?
In June.
Okay, yeah, well, we'll send you some stuff.
Great.
Yeah, alrighty. So, do you remember the first time you picked up a violin and what emotions you felt when you played your first notes?
Oh, I was so little. I just remember I got it under the Christmas tree, and I got it out and squeaked some on it, and my, you know, mom and dad, yay, you know, that's what I remember.
Also going back to the interview, we're editing it, like I said, to fit like a time slot or whatever. We're doing a big piece for the celebration, and we're adding pictures to it. We have a picture of you from your Annie days here. Are there other photos we could use of you growing up? Do you have some you'd be able to maybe copy and send to us?
Sure.
Great.
Sure.
Great.
All right. And so you said it was a Christmas present, the violin?
Uh-huh.
Oh. And yeah. Why did you choose to keep playing with it? Because I know that I have a guitar I had begged my dad to give me some years back, and I just never touch it. So I never even got lessons or anything or tried to self-teach myself. But how come you stayed with the violin?
Well, it was my mom and dad wanted to, you know, expose us to different arts, and one of those things was playing an instrument. And we didn't know any different. We didn't really think that we had a choice because we were so young. So we went and took lessons, and it was just something that we did. I thought everybody did it.
You told us earlier you left Champaign when you were around 19. I know you were also getting involved more with your music. When did you, what were your feelings when you first had to leave?
You mean to move to Tennessee?
Yes.
Oh, I mean, I was excited. We were moving to Nashville, and we'd been making a record, and we'd spent so much time here recording that we had ended up with a $4,000 motel bill, so it was kind of practical. It was practical.
Okay. Who was the most supportive person in your life when it came to music?
Oh, my folks. My folks were, they were very enthusiastic for my brother and myself, and yeah, they were by far the most supportive.
Mm-hmm. Parents usually are. It's always great to have your parents behind you, because usually they're the ones we look up to most. And how were the members of Union Station chosen? Were they friends, or did the record company have say in it? Tell me a little bit about how everyone came to be.
Well, it's changed through the years, of course, but I joined the band back in 85, and John Pennell, who's from Sydney, he had started the band, and I joined. And then through the years, you know, the members have changed, and right now there's one guy, Barry, he's been here for 21 years, another one for 20, and I think another one 18, and then the one who's been there the shortest is, I think, 12 or 13 now. So, I mean, it's changed through the years, and everybody who's been here now, you know, folks we knew already, you know, when there would be a spot to open up.
All right. All righty then. Well, thank you so much for taking time out of your
schedule. We're sure you're busy.
Yeah.
You don't want to take too much of your time.
Well, thank you so much. You guys had some great questions. Some I've never answered. I hope I did an okay job trying to get an answer.
Yeah.
But we'll get those things to you.
Yes.
And I'll call them now, and we'll get them to you, or someone will call, and we'll figure it out.
Right.
All right.
Thank you so much,
you guys.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
See you later.
Bye-bye. Right.
Bye.
That was great. Alrighty.